This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers are 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now. Again, our numbers 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Klaus Financial online at klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also call them at the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because coming up a little bit later on in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card from Pure One Imports, and a great prize as always. Pro tip, as we like to say, if you listen closely to the show, typically the answer for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Of course, if you have questions, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas are with us right now, and they'd love to answer your questions at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. How you two doing this morning?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
Doing well. Malia, how are you today?
Great. I just have one question. Did you buy your wife that special Christmas present yet?
Yeah, yes. She gave me a list of things that she viewed were special and said, maybe pick something off of this.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Make sure we get that cleared up.
Yes, exactly. These are the important things. By the way, speaking of gifts, and today we actually have a really good gift. One of the most popular features on the show, and one of the things we talk about, we're going to start out with a Did You Know, which is a great gift to everybody. Let's talk about
a whole bunch of those.
What a play on words.
You guys do have a few. Let's talk about some of them.
Yes, we do. So the segment today is going to feature a lot of different did you knows relative to finance and retirement planning and health insurance, things like that. So let's start off with, did you know that a portfolio that is kind of in a balanced asset allocation can only sustain about a 4% per year distribution over an average 35-year retirement? Let me repeat that. An average, what we call moderately diversified portfolio, can only sustain about a 4% per year distribution over a 35-year retirement on average. Now, I will warn all of you, there's a lot of still ifs in all of that. If you don't take out more, and you know, if you don't live 55 years into retirement, and so on and so forth. But that is a rule of thumb to abide by. So sometimes people come into our office and they go, I've $100,000, or I have $100,000, and I suspect that I can pull out 10 grand a year. And I go, that's a 10% distribution. No, you cannot do that. And they don't understand why. So we as financial advisors look pretty deeply into the economics of it all, and 4% seems to be the rule of thumb.
Is that also a good thing? Because the wife asked me, and it's interesting that she was listening to last week's show. She's like, how do we know how much to save for retirement? Is that 4% kind of the number you want to back into, have that much in save for retirement, to know that, okay, here's my expected time I want to retire. Yeah. Here's that 4%. Is that kind of the starting point?
Yes. So it's not really, what we do is less complicated than people think. If you know how to do a future value calculation, which actually I would say probably 90% of Americans do not. If you know how to do a future value calculation, there's like five different factors for future value. And as long as you can have four of them, then you can solve for the fifth, which is this future value. And so you're kind of saying, hey, I have X number of dollars today. I'm saving this amount. I assume that I can get X percentage. And in 20 years, I want to know what my future value is, right? So there's four out of the five factors. And so you solve for that fifth factor to say, if I do all of these things, where will I be, 25 years from now? And you find out, it's $500,000. Mm-hmm. Well, then you apply on that assumption of 4% distribution, and it tells you what you're on target to get.
Solve for X.
You got it.
Fantastic. There is for people who try to time the market, there can be pretty significant costs, can't there?
Absolutely. If people have listened to us probably more than once, they've captured that little piece of information, is that we don't believe, we've never seen it happen on a regular basis where you can actually time the market. And the point being is that, yes, if you stay invested, you're going to see some of the high the high points of the market, and you're going to definitely see some of the low days of the market. I just spoke to a client yesterday who asked me our thoughts on gold and other types of investments like that. Mm-hmm. And what I hear from some people is a sense of fear. There's no doubt the market is trading very, very high, and that makes people uncomfortable. And it won't be a surprise when we have corrections. We are at the top. So the point being is that as long as we stay diversified, keyword diversified, is that we want to make sure that we are covering all sectors. So just to go back real quick to what CJ was saying about a balanced portfolio, that's the key word here. If someone comes to us with $100,000 or $1 million sitting in retirement savings, and they've put it all in cash, we can't be telling them you can pull any specific percentage because it's not invested if it's sitting in cash. So very key to make sure it's in a balanced portfolio covering all sectors. So back to missing the best days in the market. Well, what we've seen is that if you looked at an investor who is fully invested in the S&P 500, using the years 1993 to 2013, if they had been invested in that, they would have had a 9.2% annualized return.
Nice.
But if you traded in those accounts and missed just the 10 best days during that time frame, then those returns would collapse down to 5.4%. Point being is you can't time the market. You need to stay invested and you need to stay diversified. And I know it's hard sometimes when you're seeing the market tip really high or tip really low. So just keep those in mind as you're making those nervous calls to your financial advisors.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. You can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you have a question for Malia and CJ, our retirement planning professionals, they would love to answer them for you right now. 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Have you ever heard of a 1035 exchange? I haven't. We'll learn a little bit about it coming up next with CJ and Malia and Money in Motion with Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now on air. Also, of course, a lot of people are saying, hey, I'd like to sit down and talk with Malia and CJ at Kloss Financial. They make it easy to do. You just pick up the phone and give them a call. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And that first get-to-know-you appointment, as CJ likes to call it, that kick of the tires, doesn't cost you anything. Again, the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. We left off and the 1035 exchange came up, and I'll be honest, I've never heard of the 1035 exchange. Let's talk a little bit about what that is, and is that something available for somebody to buy for their retirement?
Yeah, good question. Well, before we move on to that, I just want to reiterate, so we were talking about distribution rates from retirement portfolios, which again is kind of, sometimes people don't know what we're saying there. We mean how much money can you pull out of the amount that you've saved when you get into retirement. We talked about this 4% rule of thumb. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people go, well, how does the math work on that? So if you put $1 million under your mattress and pulled out $40,000 a year, and meaning you earn no interest on that money, and all you did was pulled out $40,000, it would last you 25 years in retirement, which is kind of interesting. If you just earned 2% on that money, so you put it in a bank account at 2%, it would last you 35 years in retirement. So why do we feel that a 4% distribution rate is quote-unquote sustainable? Because we hope that you can average at least 2% a year, right? And that should last you 35 years, which is about the average retirement. Okay, sorry, we'll move on from that now. 1035 exchange, yes, this is very interesting. Many people have not heard about this, and you can go Google it, and it's actually pretty interesting. It's this notion of saying, hey, insurance-based products allow for tax deferral of our growth. Let me repeat this. Insurance-based products allow for tax deferral of our growth and of our money. Now, retirement accounts already offer tax deferral, right? So this isn't really a benefit to, like, take retirement money and put it into an annuity or an insurance product, because those already have tax deferral. But for, like, after-tax money, right? Joint account, individual non-qualified account. So sometimes people will buy annuities or life insurance, whole life insurance, where there's cash value. We've heard of these things. And by the way, that's a whole confusing animal in and of itself. But then one day they go, I don't need this product anymore. I don't need this annuity, or I don't need this life insurance. My dad bought it for me 40 years ago, and now I've got $10,000 of cash value. So what do? Well, they typically just call up the insurance company and say, send me a check. What's the problem with that? Well, at the end of the year, they get a big tax bill.
No.
Because the difference between the contribution and the current value, meaning the growth of that cash, is income taxable. Unless you 1035 exchange it. Okay, so that's what this 1035 is about. It's saying, hey, with this after-tax money, with this growth inside of this insurance policy, how can I not pay taxes on it? Well, you can 1035 exchange it to another more suitable insurance-based product. So an example might be a whole life insurance policy with cash value that you don't want anymore. You can 1035 exchange it to a deferred annuity, or a deferred annuity that you want to exchange into a life insurance policy. It's a way to move money between insurance-based contracts without having to pay that tax.
When I see Malia's typed a couple of words in caps, I think it's important to point out those two words, which are very and without. What are the two? I know.
Well,
it's very
important. Go ahead,
important.
Malia.
Yes.
Well, you know, as we've said many, many times, we just like people to slow down and read the fine print. The fine print, CJ just told us, you know, this is a way for you to not have to pay taxes. And what we see traditionally is people do it, and they do it again, and they do it again. But the truth is, eventually, you or someone that you leave this to, is going to have to pay taxes on this contract. So we like to talk about, you know, kicking the tires. We also talk about kicking the can down the road. That's all we're doing. The taxes will be paid at some point. So for many of us, we look at it as you're just got a little time bomb growing, and it's great. You got some good deferred growth. But at some point, that's got to come back out. So be very, very cautious, because unfortunately, we do see in our industry situations where, and this should not be occurring because we've been talking a lot about people being fiduciaries for their clients, but we do see in our industry sometimes people saying, let's just move it over, and it sometimes doesn't need to be moved over. It could just stay right where it's at, doing fine. And we just kind of smell like, you know, maybe there's a commission trying to be brewed by the other advisor, and it doesn't leave a good feeling. So slow down, take a closer look, and get a second opinion, if nothing else.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. Again, that's 442-5637. Coming up the next segment, we're going to talk about things you need to know about health insurance in retirement, especially if you're under 65. We'll talk about that. We'll take your questions as well at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310, and have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. All of that next, as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
This is Money in Motion with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have a question, give us a call right now, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Telephone number for Kloss Financial's offices, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also going on, hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. And, of course, you can find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com. Hanging out with CJ and Malia this morning, talking about did a few did you knows, and a big question and a big concern, I think, for a lot of people entering into retirement as well as those in retirement, is health insurance, health care, and what are the, you know, what do I do, what should I be aware of, what should people think of when it comes to health insurance in retirement?
Well, we really want people, again, here to slow down. Slow down and plan before. So in other words, if I think I'm retiring at the end of the month, I should already have my ducks in a row as to where my insurance is going to come from, my health insurance. Now, if we are already have approached the age of 65, we understand that we have the federal health insurance available to us, which is known as Medicare. That's the federal health insurance program if you're 65 or older. And the point being is that we do see more and more people retiring prior to the age of 65. Hence comes the planning portion, where we really need people 3 to 4 months before they retire to get this thought out, because perhaps they're going to take their health insurance benefits from a partner, a spouse that's currently working, and they can continue on with that. Perhaps they're able to take a COBRA program, which extends their health insurance from their current employer from whom they're retiring from. There's some different ways to go about. Of course, we have the ACA, the Affordable Health Care Act, which will perhaps change somewhat in the upcoming years. There are other sources and other solutions, but we really want to get that mapped out, because obviously there could be a big cost difference. And, you know, we're all about looking at your risks. So we certainly do not advocate anybody going without health insurance. That seems like, you know, of course you would never go without. And yet we do see people do that sometimes. So please sit down with a professional, independent health insurance person that can guide you, and just plan for this.
So let me add on one other thing to what Malia is saying here. Sometimes, even if you understand the landscape of health insurance, because we do have some people who come in and understand it fairly well, right? They go, yeah, I understand. I'm not 65, so not Medicare eligible, and I'm going to run out of COBRA before I'm 65. So they understand it. But they just therefore assume, yeah, so I'm going to just have to pay $800 a month for health insurance for through the Affordable Care Act. And that sometimes, by the way, can be true if your income is high enough. But where a financial advisor or even sometimes your accountant can add some value is they can say, yeah, but are you aware that if we kind of control the type of income that we that you receive between now and when you turn 65 for Affordable Care Act insurance, if we can keep your taxable income low enough, you can actually qualify for subsidies, right?
And people
go, currently, that's right, currently. People go, really? And you go, yeah, subsidies north of $400, $500, $600 a month subsidies, where it's like, it's a big deal. You could save, you know, $5,000 a year in health insurance premiums just by pulling your income from a different source. Now, the sources that I'm talking about may not be available to everybody. You may not have enough after-tax cash to do this with, but these are some of the strategies that good financial advisors, good accountants should be sitting down and looking at with you, because if they understand your kind of global financial situation, you'd be amazed that a good FA will say, oh, but you're missing this key component. And again, it could be big numbers in terms of cash flow for you.
Let's talk about that golden age of 65. I heard you mention Medicare in there. Does everything then suddenly change at 65 for you, insurance-wise?
Yeah, we call Medicare the promised land.
Yeah.
It sounds terrible. I know there's a lot of people like, really? CJ, you like government programs? And that's not what I'm saying, folks. It's just in the realm of retirement planning, 65 is you know, just a fantastic age. Because now you're very near full Social Security. You know, and there's, for those who don't know, there's some benefits of getting to 66 or 67. You're now 65, so you're Medicare eligible, and suddenly just all the stars start to align and you can retire. So Medicare, as Malia mentioned, is the federal health insurance program, and it typically, between a supplement, Part A and B, which get reduced through your Social Security, is typically around $200 to $300 a month, all in cost. But if you get the right type of a supplement, you could be in a situation where you have no deductible, no copays, no doctor visits costs, no out-of-pockets whatsoever. By the way, talk to your insurance agent, because that may or may not apply to everybody that I'm talking about. But you could be in a situation like that, which is fantastic.
It depends on your health, though. I mean, let's be honest. That those costs can be quite quite a lot more if your health is not, you know, for prescriptions and so forth. So definitely, each situation is specific.
Yep.
Great information as always. She is Malia Cuevas. He is CJ Claus. Come to us from Claus Financial. Of course, they bring you Money in Motion right here on 1310 WIBA. The telephone number for Claus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to hold on to that number because in just a moment, we will have our Claus Quiz Question of the Week. Don't forget about the website, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com, all one word. You can learn a little bit more about Claus Financial there. You can also sign up for the Market Pulse newsletter. Telephone number again, 442-5637. Hold on to the number because it is now time for the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Claus Financial Office at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer to this week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week, you will win that $25 gift card for Pure One Imports. This week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the name of the federal health insurance that you first become eligible for at the age of 65? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637, 5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win that $25 gift card for Pier 1 Imports. And don't forget about Claus Financial when you're giving them a call. That first appointment is not going to cost you anything. That get-to-know-you appointment, again, the number 442-5637. Online, ClausFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. CJ, Malia, great seeing you. You guys have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
You too.
This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Claus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Claus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Claus Financial.